Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Stiffer's going off in New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
Not my official intro, but this is another edition of the Sudmos NFL pregame show. And yeah, I'm a little late. I'm doing it at 12 o'clock today, but I'll try to get it at 11 or 12 o'clock for the next few weeks. And, you know, it's my new show I did last year, and I'll be giving you guys a half an hour of NFL coverage, you know, talk about the games and fantasy as well. I think both are equally important to some people. So just kicking it off, we have some top news. Just some big news that just kind of came out today about injuries and stuff. Peterson is going to start the Vikings. So, I mean, doesn't mean he's going to play most of the game. Toby Gerhart will probably get the same amount of, you know, rushing and, attempts or whatever. But I don't think Peterson's really back to health fully at all. So we'll see, you know, how he plays. Arian Foster said he's likely to play as well. Marshawn Lynch is going to play. And for the Steelers, looks like Redmond will start, not Mendenhall. So those are just some quick updates for today. We already had one game going on already this week, and that was the Cowboys and the Giants. That game was on Wednesday. It was a 24-17 victory by Dallas. Tony Romo definitely outplayed Eli Manning. And just checking out the stats really quickly. Tony Romo had 307 yards, three touchdowns, one pick. He played very well in the second half. And Eli Manning had 213 yards and only one touchdown. I think the loss of Brandon Jacobs, even though he wasn't a huge back, you know, as far as running backs go, but he was just that guy that can always get a couple yards if they needed it. Bradshaw played pretty well. He had a couple good runs, but the Cowboys look like the stronger team. Ogletree came out and had a couple of big receptions and two touchdowns. So that was definitely a big surprise in the game and probably the turning point. So as of right now, the Cowboys are 1-0, and the defending champs are 0-1. But the Giants never really were or haven't really been a, you know, regular season team anyways. Even though they won the title, it's not like they were a good team last year. Just snuck into the playoffs and then played four good games. So no reason to get worried about the Giants. As long as they make the playoffs, they're going to be fine. And just moving on, other news. Brian Urlacher has been questionable all for the last few weeks about playing opening day. But he said that he's going to be playing, so you know, I guess he's going to play. If he says it, most likely means, you know, he kind of runs his own self. I mean, he's been on that team forever. Jason Witten was actually also questionable for Wednesday's game for the Giants, and he did play. He had a huge spleen injury, but he played the whole game, had a couple of catches. Wasn't too impactful, but I mean, it's not questionable anymore. He's playing, so it's good news for Cowboys fans. The replacement referees did play Wednesday, and they're going to be playing for a few weeks at least. And Goodell didn't say anything bad about it. He said he was actually pleased with the opening game officials. And I didn't see a big deal. You know, there's a few calls I think should have been called or whatever. Not that the regular refs ever get everything right, but as far as the impact in the game and the score, I think with the regular refs, the score probably would have been the same. So. And also, just funny news, a few days ago, up in Colorado, there was a district where a kid went to school with a Peyton Manning jersey. And apparently in that district, number 13, 14, 18, and the reverse numbers 31, 41, and 81 are all banned from being worn. It's, you know, relates to gangs or whatnot. So the kid wore number 18, Peyton Manning jersey. Obviously, not a big deal, but they sent him home to change. I just thought that was kind of funny. And also, the came out the other day, the Jets actually have the highest ticket price of all the NFL teams at $117.84. Patriots right behind them at $117.74. And interesting news, the Jets have actually sold out every game since 1984. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And just going to talk really quickly. About 25 minutes left, and it's a good time to get into my injury report. It changes all the time. And I'm just going to skim through the injury report they have here on ESPN.com to see any notable injuries. Talk about the Arizona Cardinals. Any big names? Leroy Stevens Howling had a groin problem. They said he's probable today. Chris Beanie Wells has a hamstring. He's still questionable. I would look for him to play, but they have a pretty strong rookie. They said he's not even 100%, but we'll see who gets all the playing time today. My guess is he'll probably play. There's still questionable on the quarterback position. Skelton will play, but, you know, they haven't been very strong, neither candidate, him or Cobb. For the Falcons, Jason Snelling, the backup running back, has a calf injury. He said he's probable to play today. For your Baltimore Ravens, no really big injuries. Dennis Pitta said he's questionable with a hand injury. That was on September 5th, so we'll see if he plays today. He should get some playing time. For the Buffalo Bills, Stevie Johnson has a groin injury, but he's listed as active and probable to play. Brad Smith, I believe, is backup quarterback. He's got it questionable, but that's not a big deal. For the Panthers, Jonathan Stewart, running back, has an ankle injury. He's out for today's game. Looks like D'Angelo Williams will get on most of the rushing attempts. Linebacker John Beeson has a thigh injury. He's probable. And that's all the injury reports for the Panthers. For the Bears, Brian Urlacher, he's got his knee injury, but he's practiced fully, and he is probable for today's game. Receiver Earl Bennett is probable as well. Lorenzo Booker is the running back. He is on the injury reserve to start the season with a head injury. For the Bengals, Andy Dalton's probable. He still has a little bit of an arm injury, but he practiced fully on Friday's practice. Donald Lee, the tight end now for the Bengals, he has a thigh injury. He's probable as well. Jermaine Grisham, tight end, is full participant in practice Friday. He should play. Jason Allen, cornerback, has quadricep injury, but he's questionable. Bernard Scott, running back, he is doubtful with a hands injury. Wow, they have a lot of injuries. Center Kyle Cook is starting on the injury reserve list. There's a few more injuries that I'm not sure if it's a big deal, but they have a huge list of injuries going on in Cincinnati. In Cleveland, Scott Fujita is going to be out. He's a linebacker for them. He's got a knee injury or something. I don't know, but he's out for today's game. Trent Richardson, the new running back for the Browns, is questionable with a knee injury. I've heard so much talk about him. Everybody likes to get him on the fantasy team, but, I mean, he hasn't played a game in the NFL, and he's questionable to start the season. So we'll see if they take the risk and play him. I don't know how serious his injury is, but we'll see what they do. There's a long list of injuries for Cleveland as well. Nobody else. Chris Aguanaya, the running back, is questionable as well. So I don't know who they're going to have as running back, so we'll see. Montario Hardesty might get some playing time. I'm not really sure. In Dallas, Dez Brolt, you know, the game already happened. Everybody played. That was a lot of probables. Nobody was very questionable. Mike Jenkins did not play with his shoulder injury. Like I said, Jason Witten was doubtful, but he played. For Detroit, the only big news here is Jonathan Best, concussion. He's going to be out. So he might be out for a few games. He's starting, he's going to come off the PUP list next month. So we'll see what he does then. Look for Kevin Smith, I guess, to get all the points there, the rushing. In Green Bay, linebacker Jamari Lattimore, he is out along with Devon House, the cornerback. B.J. Raji is probable. I didn't think he was going to start, but they said if he's probable, he's probably going to play. He had an ankle injury, he suffered a few weeks ago. A few more injuries. James Starks is going to be out for today's game. But as you all know, they got Cedric Benson to replace him as their starting running back, so they're set. In Houston, Arian Foster, like I said, he is now probable to play with his knee injury. Andre Johnson is probable as well with a rib injury, although he's been beaten up the last few years, but he still is maybe the best. I think if Arian Foster is fully healthy, he's actually the best wide receiver in the league. He's just as good as Calvin, but I think he's actually bigger and stronger. But he's been battling that rib injury for a while. Running back Ben Tate is probable as well. So they have a, you know, questionable running backs, but they're probable to play. We'll see if they, you know, they can get healthy, and we'll see if the Dolphins can possibly stop that rushing attack. I don't know if they will, but we'll see. For the Colts, Austin Collie is inactive. Waldy Moore, running back, said he's probable with a rib injury. T.Y. Hilton is questionable with a shoulder injury. And it's a lot of injuries. Pat Angerer is going to be out for today. He actually, I believe he led the league in tackles last year. He was up there. He's not going to play the first week. For the Jaguars, no big injuries here. Justin Blackman, he's got an ankle injury. They said he's probable to play. For the Chiefs, Brandon Flowers is questionable with a knee injury. They're a big cornerback. Linebacker Derek Johnson is questionable. Their safety, Kendrick Lewis, is doubtful. For the Dolphins, Jake Long is probable with a knee injury. They said he should play. Brian Hartline is also probable with a calf injury, but he practiced fully again Friday. Jason Trusnik, linebacker, said he's probable. So no big setbacks for the Dolphins here. For the Vikings, Adrian Peterson, his knee injury, they said he's active, and they said he's going to start. So that's interesting. Toby Gerhardt is their backup. And if y'all remember when Mark Ingram won the Heisman, Toby Gerhardt actually had more rushing yards than he did. I know, the SEC is a little different, but I'm surprised that Toby Gerhardt wouldn't get the majority of the rushing. I mean, I think he's a quality back. Give him a chance. I think he's like a Peyton Ellis. He can run. But they're going to give it to Peterson. That doesn't mean that he's going to get more rushing attempts, but it does mean that they're not taking the chance with Gerhardt, which I'm a little surprised. A few injuries for them, but nobody really important. I mean, backups and whatnot. They have a long list of injuries, though. For the Patriots, Daniel Fell, tight end, is inactive with shin injury. Patrick Chung is probable with a shoulder injury. Their safety, they got Vincenchenko, their tight end they got from the Vikings, but he's on the injured reserve for unspecified injury. So no huge, they got all their wide receivers and everybody playing. So I think the Patriots will do very well today. For the Saints, the big news that I haven't mentioned yet, Jonathan Vilma, he may not play, but, it's big news. I don't know how I missed it, but Jonathan Vilma, Jonathan Vilma will be able to play the entire season after the suspensions were dropped from the four players that got suspensions. He got the biggest suspension with the whole year. And they got overturned, so all the players can now play. So he isn't really in game shape, but if he wants to play, he can play. He actually has a knee injury, so he's questionable at best. Adrian Arrington, the wide receiver, is questionable. A bunch of Marquise Colston said he's questionable. Curtis Lofton, questionable. So a lot of questionables here for the Saints. I think it'll be a tough game for them. Even though it's at home against the Redskins, I think it'll be a close game. I'll have my predictions coming up in a minute. For the Giants, they already played. Hakeem Nicks was probable, but he played a couple more injuries. But it didn't seem like they had any problems injury-wise that were starters or anything. The Jets, any big injuries here? Dustin Keller will be questionable with a hamstring injury. Stephen Hill practiced fully on Friday, so he should be fine. Running back Bill McKnight practiced fully with a hamstring injury. They said he's probable. For the Raiders, Janikowski is probable with a groin injury. Richard Seymour, defensive tackle, is questionable with a knee injury. Denarius Moore has a hamstring injury. He's questionable. Jacoby Ford is out with a foot injury. But no news on McFadden, so he should be fine. Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Babin is probable. Nate Allen, their safety, is probable with a hamstring injury. Babin had a calf injury. but no other news really for that team. For the Steelers, Isaac Redman, he will reportedly get the start, like I said earlier, so that's interesting. Mendenhall is a good running back, but he did not play very well at all last year, but he also has a knee injury, so we'll see. If Redman can shine, I don't think they're going to go back to Mendenhall, but we'll see what happens. For the Chargers, the only big news here is Ryan Matthews. They said he's doubtful, and now he's out with the shoulder injury, so he's not going to be playing today. For the 49ers, Brandon Jacobs is questionable. Ted Ginn, questionable. Ginn with ankle injury, Jacobs with a knee injury. So we'll see if they get any playing time today. Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch is questionable. They said he's expected to play, though, against the Cardinals. Matt Flynn is probable, but he's not the starting quarterback as well anyways. He went to Justin Wilson, so we'll see. We'll see if that makes any difference. The Rams, the only problem here is Michael Brockers. He's out. Defensive tackle. For the Bucks, nobody big here is out. For the Titans, nobody seriously injured. And for the Redskins, Chris Baker, DT, is probable. And Brandon Merriweather is out with a huge sprained ACL and MCL injury. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. So those are your injury report for the afternoon. And I also have my power rankings, and let's get into that right now.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Man officially has his power rankings. I went for the top 10. And I was like, you know what? The week. Go for the top 32. And I have a top 32 power rankings. If you saw me on Facebook, you got the taste of the bottom 16. And that's where I'm going to kick it off. Leave the suspicion if I go from the bottom. And here's my power rankings so far. Let's kick it off at number 32. I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. At number 31, Kansas City. At number 30, I have St. Louis. 29, I do have Indianapolis. Andrew Luck is a good quarterback, but they were on a really bad team last year, and they haven't proven anything yet. At number 28, I have Tennessee. 27, I have the Cleveland Browns. At 26, I have Tampa Bay. At 25, I have Minnesota. At 24, the Miami Dolphins. I tried to put them as high as I could, but I just couldn't find a higher spot than that. Number 23, I have the Oakland Raiders. Number 22, the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, I have a lot of faith in them, but they haven't even picked a quarterback yet, so it's really hard for me to put them any higher. 21, I have Seattle. At number 22, I have the Washington Redskins. Number 19, your Buffalo Bills. At number 18, I have the Denver Broncos. 17, I have the San Diego Chargers. At number 16, the New York Jets. At number 15, Cincinnati Bengals. At 14, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 13, the Dallas Cowboys. At number 12, the Atlanta Falcons. At number 11, Chicago Bears. And my top 10 goes like this. Number 10, the New York Giants. Number 9, Detroit Lions. Number 8, the Carolina Panthers. Number 7, the Houston Texans. Number 6, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 5, the Saints. 4, the Patriots. At 3, the Ravens. 2, the 49ers. And yes, at number 1, the Green Bay Packers. So those are my top power rankings. I guarantee you they will change throughout the weeks. I'll probably have a different order next week. Just want to get into really quick my predictions for the week. I have predicted the Giants to beat the Cowboys 31-20, and closer to game time, I actually thought that it was going to be a close game, probably a 3-point field goal by the Giants. Because I remember, the Giants they have not proved anything in the regular season yet. They didn't beat the Redskins last year. Yes, they are Super Bowl champions, but the Cowboys are a good team, and I just thought that would be a close game. It didn't really shock me too much that the Cowboys won that game. But yeah, it's one bad prediction so far from the Zen Man. Here's my predictions today. I think the Bears are going to beat the Colts 27-16. Falcons over the Chiefs 31-18. Eagles over the Browns 41-22. I think the Saints will escape a narrow victory over the Redskins 27-24. I think the Lions will beat the Rams 38-17. Pats at Tennessee 31-20. The Jaguars will lose to the Vikings. I think the Vikings win 27-10 at home. Bills at Jets. I think the Bills win 34-21. Dolphins at Texans. I think it'll be a close game. Texans win 30-24. Seahawks at Cardinals. I think the Seahawks win 30-27. My upset, only because it's the Packers at home. I think the 49ers win 38-35 in Green Bay. I think the Panthers stomp the Buccaneers 38-24 in Tampa. 5-3, I think the Steelers, other than their football, will lose to the Broncos 24-18. In that game, I think the Ravens will win at home against the Bengals 31-24, and the Chargers will win on the road 33-25. Over the Raiders. That is my picks for this week. I guarantee you some of them will be right. Exactly right, though, I don't know. But my wins, I feel very confident about who's going to win these games. But there's just upsets every time. It's not like college football. Even though last night, as you all know, there were some huge upsets. But, these guys are all professionals, so anybody can win any game. That's my excuse for not being as smart as I am, I know. But here is, really quickly, I have my surprise teams this year. My surprise teams this year will be the Seahawks, the Chargers, and the Panthers. Look at the Chargers and the Panthers. They have two great quarterbacks. They just haven't done anything yet. I know the Panthers, Cameron's only been playing 1 year, but I think they have a big year, even though they haven't had a good year in a while. Even last year, they had like 6 wins. The Chargers have had a good team. Matthews will not play today, but he'll be playing throughout the year. I think he's been good. Running back Phillip Rivers can lead a team. I know he can. They just haven't had a good year, but I think they're going to have a good year this year. If they do not have a good year this year, then I lost hope ever in that team with Phillip Rivers. The Seahawks, I just like their team with Marshawn Lynch, their new quarterback Wilson. I just think they're going to have a playoff run this year. But disappointments will be the Steelers. I just don't know where they're going to get their rushing from. I just don't know that team is kind of banged up. This might be the year they have to fight for a wild card spot instead of settling. The Broncos, I think, will be a disappointment. I love Peyton Manning. I just don't know if he's going to really lead that team. They may make the playoffs because of their division like they did last year, but I think it'll be, I don't know, I just don't see. Maybe they do. If they do, like I said, if Peyton Manning does really good, it's not going to be a huge surprise, but I just don't think the Broncos are going to do well this year. The Cardinals, I'm saying it's a disappointment because they finished really strong last year, but they're questionable running backs and quarterbacks. Fitzgerald's getting a little older. I just don't like the direction of this team. But if they can get things together and if they can get one good quarterback that's playing well, I think they can make the playoffs, but I'm not seeing that as of right now. And the last thing I have for you guys today is...
Not what I asked, Troy.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's what I like to bring back. This is my fantasy predictions, and I don't know why I like to get so exact with my score predictions or fantasy predictions, but I like making it a little funnier. Here are my top fives. My top five QB predictions, and I factor in who's at home, who's away, who they're playing. Michael Vick, I think, will have the best game today. I believe he's playing the Browns. Yeah, he's playing at Browns. I think he's going to have a big game. 310 passing yards, 100 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Tom Brady at Tennessee, I think he'll have a big game. 350 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. Phillip Rivers will be playing against Oakland, at Oakland, but I think they'll have a big game. 320 passing yards, 3 TDs, and probably 1 pick. Drew Brees, I think, will have a good game. I think he'll do better in a lot more games. But opening day, I think he has 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. And Cam Newton against the Bucs, I think he's going to have 275 passing yards, 50 rushing yards, and 2 touchdowns. Those are my top five fantasy QBs. My top five running backs, I think the best running back today will be LeSean McCoy. He's not questionable at all. He's going to be playing the Browns. I think he has at least 150 yards, two touchdowns. Arian Foster, I think he'll play good. I mean, it's the Dolphins rushing rushing defense. I think he's going to have 140 yards, two touchdowns. He breaks out one good run. I mean, he's halfway there. Ray Rice, I think he's going to have at least 100 yards rushing, 30 receiving yards, two touchdowns. I do think Ray Rice is the most versatile back in the league with his receiving and rushing. He's just his age. I mean, he's a complete package. Matt Forte, I mean, obviously he's had a huge injury last year, but if he's healthy and fine, he should do very well today for the Bears against the Colts. 100 yards, two touchdowns, and Michael Turner, I think, will have 110 yards and one touchdown for the Falcons against the Chiefs. And finally, my top five wide receiver. Yeah, I know it's kind of cliche to go Calvin Johnson at number one for Detroit, but they are playing at home against the Rams, so I think he's going to have at least 150 receiving yards, three touchdowns. I think Deshaun Jackson will have a big game. No talk about him, but, I mean, everybody keeps forgetting about what they did with Vic. If Vic's healthy and he's healthy, Deshaun Jackson's still the fastest running back out, wide receiver out there. And I think he can have a huge game. I'm going to say 130 receiving yards, two touchdowns. I'm giving my faith to Andre Johnson here. I actually picked him up in one of my leagues. I think he's going to have a big game. He's been bad in the injury, but he's still a good wide receiver. 100 yards, two touchdowns. Steve Smith for the Panthers, I think he's going to have 100 yards, two touchdowns as well. And everybody's kind of forgotten about Brandon Lloyd 2 years ago, leading the league in receptions. He is now on Tom Brady's team with the Patriots. I think he's going to have a big year. I picked him up in a few of my leagues. I think he's going to have at least 100 yards and a touchdown today. I want to say more, but no talk about him. He had a kind of a mediocre year last year, but my prediction is he's going to have a big year with Tom Brady. And with that, normally I have my scores, but, you know, there wasn't any scores last week because this week is the first week. But, look, I'll definitely get in more of my fantasy outcomes. You know, I'll match for next week who are the top fantasy performers of the previous. I can't have anything to do with the previous week, obviously, this week. But I'll get into that starting week two, which is next Sunday. And I'll talk about, the previous scores, all that good stuff. And that was my first show so far, the NFL season of the NFL, Super Bowl NFL pregame show. And with that, I'm going to say thank you, good luck to all your teams. And I understand I do not have an official outro or intro, but that will happen next week. Now, for my outro, just enjoy Tim Tebow again. That's all I have for you guys. And with that, I'm going to say thank you for listening. Join me next Thursday night at 11 o'clock for another edition of the Somo Sports Wrap. And join me next. Seems that we do have a caller.
Hey, hello, sorry caller. About that. I caught you at the end of the show. I got some lineup advice I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I got Matt Ryan as my starter, Darren McFadden, Doug Martin. Then I got Brandon Lloyd, Jordy Nelson, the Bills, Antonio Gates, and David Akers as my kicker. So I'm struggling with my flex. It's Marshawn Lynch. I've got Robert Turbin just in case he gets scratched. Adam Scheffler just reported that they expect him to go. So I guess my question would be, do I go ahead and pull the trigger on either Pierre Garçon or Peyton Hillis, or do I just go ahead and roll with Marshawn Lynch?
I think you go with Marshawn Lynch. Peyton Hillis will be playing against the Falcons D. You're playing against the Cardinals. I just don't see much there. Marshawn Lynch, I mean, they got a rookie quarterback, starting. They're going to go with him a lot. I think he's going to be fine. I would pull the trigger on Lynch, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Peyton Hillis I want to go with as well, but, Jamal Charles, he might be questionable. Peyton Hillis, he's just kind of been moving around team to team. If you want to go with Hillis, I think he'll do good, but I have more faith in Lynch.
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks. All right, guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for calling in.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him 3 to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Stiffer's going on.